The reports that there were 24 of them around in the room with me are completely inaccurate. There was one police officer with me in the room. That is typical procedure.
We never said there was 24 police officers inside that room. I don't think you could probably fit 24 people with the team inside of that room. Secondly, I had dinner with the kids last night, and I said, guys, I need to know how many police were there. How many police? This is important. How many? Was there one, two? And I said, was there one police? And they said, absolutely not. There were three, possibly four, inside the room. There were two police officers right outside the door. And outside the building, there were two cars of police. One had three, and the other one had, I believe, two police officers in the car.
That's Matt Butler, one of the fathers of one of the baseball players in the programs affected the baseball and soccer program by the decisions of Dr. Marvin Lusky, the president of Towson. That was the voice you heard first. And he did an interview this morning on Maryland's Morning News with Steve Vermeer. And I just spoke with Matt Butler, the parent, in the last half hour. Joining us now, because he and Governor Martin O'Malley together, in a very rare time of coming together, actually held up a project of Towson University's in order to get a response from Dr. Marvin Lusky, and also on the way that this was handled, including the actions of the police that were involved with Dr. Lusky. How you doing, Comptroller?
C4, terrific. Nice to hear your voice, and greetings to your listeners.
Look, you and the governor expressed verbally outrage at what you were hearing as related to how this was done and the manner with which it was done. And I just wanted you to hear a clip from Dr. Lusky explaining what she was saying, and then the parent, just your take on what you just heard in those two segments.
Well, first of all, the student athletes that play soccer and baseball at Towson University, which is a great university, they show a lot of loyalty and respect, those values, when they go out on the athletic field, because they're playing for their school. And frankly, the way this was handled is a disservice to those student athletes. I think it's a black mark on Towson and higher ed. And, it's very disturbing to see this kind of handling of a situation, number one, and number two, the decision itself. So I'm happy to meet with the president, but if on the agenda she's not open to considering reinstating these teams and bringing the coaches back, it's going to be a very short meeting.
Well, let me play for you, since you mentioned that, Comptroller Francho. This was Dr. Lusky responding to that very question from our own Steve Vermeer.
President Lusky, is there any possible chance you might reconsider the decision on either baseball or soccer or both?
No. We have taken 6 months of intensive investigation of every other option that would allow us to address these three issues and not have to do this. If any other option had turned up that would get us there, I would have accepted it in a heartbeat.
Well, Comptroller Francho?
Well, all I can say is that I hope she reconsiders, because every day this decision stands, the reputation of Towson, both in the state and nationally, is being damaged. And it's a relatively small amount of money to put the baseball team and soccer team back in, and there's just a huge amount of money that's going to be lost to the university if they continue to stonewall this. It's obviously underlined by the way in which the decision was communicated to the kids and to the coaches and to the parents. I mean, can you imagine a parent of a student-athlete at Towson?
That's the first thing that outraged me. Comptroller, as a parent of young people in college, that's the first thing that outraged me.
We teach them to be loyal and show respect to the university, and they didn't get any of that from the university.